Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all on,
dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God been so good to me over the years, in spite of all the mistakes I've made, in spite of all the dirt I've done to myself. I'm talking about went in knowing I was wrong. His grace and mercy has forgiven me for all of my sins, all of them. God can forgive you of all of your sins. Everything you've done, God can forgive you. He can wipe your slate clean. Now you might have some things you got to deal with because of some of your actions. Understand that. But you can wipe your slate clean with God and start again. You can repent. God has mercy and grace. You could be forgiven by God. Now, people, that's another story. Some people may never forgive you for it. You've hurt them all. Or maybe they accusing you of doing something else. But, you know, they may never forgive you. But God is in the redemption business, man. God will forgive you for every sin you've ever committed. But you got to want forgiveness now. And then you got to come correct. Because what you can't do is you can't shoot him the crap now. You can say that conversation with him. You know, whatever you told your lawyer, whatever you told the victims, whatever the story is you got going, if it ain't the truth, you can say that with God. Because please know he know. And he know your heart. He know if you trying to manipulate somebody just for the system, if you trying to say this just so you can get out. He know all of that. So if you planning on shucking him and jiving him, save your breath before you wind up digging yourself in a deeper hole. Just let me give you that piece of advice, because he ain't nothing to play with. He's too great to be played with. And so with that in mind, I want to share some positive stuff with you this morning, man. I want to say this. I want to remind you not to let your circumstance and your situations dictate your future or your results. I'm going to say this again. This is important information, man. Don't let your circumstance and situations dictate your future or your results. Do you know that in order to get a different future or some different results, you control that entire situation? It is you. It is your thoughts that control the entire situation. It is how you look at the situation that will determine how the situation is for you. See, the same situation can be totally different for two different people. Because you can say, you look at the examples of history, just look in your neighborhood. How can, there was a book that a guy wrote one time who had the name, he had a name, and he did some research, and he found a guy that grew up at the same age in the same neighborhood as him with the exact same name. He went on to become a corporate CEO. The other man was an inmate. And they had the same name, grew up in the same neighborhood. They were both brothers. You know, not, I'm just saying brothers, men. And they grew, and they went to them, because how can two different, two people, the same situation, and the results turn out so different? It is because of the thought process of one was completely different from the thought process of the other. You control it. You don't have to let your circumstances and your situations dictate your future or your results. Here's the way it works. This is so you can understand this. Your mind is the controlling factor of your thoughts. Your thoughts are the controlling factor of your outcome. The Bible says, a man is as he thinketh. Please don't shortplay this scripture here, because this one is the real deal. This is the basis of every self-improvement book you'll ever read. It's already written in the Bible. The Bible has all the information you need, but in case you need a little bit of clarity in some simple modern-day language, then they have self-improvement books. They are all based on biblical scripture. A man is as he thinketh. That's why Norman Vincent Peale wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. That's why a book came out called The Magic of Thinking Big. That's why a book came out called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. All these titles that I've read that have mattered in my life the most, these three major books that I've read, they all say one thing, thinking, thoughts, because that's what controls the outcome. Your brain works one of two ways. It works positive or negative. It works good, which is under the column of positive, or it'll work evil, which is under the column of negative. It will have faith, which is under the column of positive, or you will operate in fear, which is in the column of negative. That is the only way your mind works. Your mind is a factory that's comprised of workers. Those workers are controlled by two foremen, foreman positive and foreman negative. But guess what? The CEO of the company, the head man, the boss, is you. You come to work in the morning and you say, man, today is a great day. I'm going to take steps towards brightening my future. I'm going to take another step into making that dream come true that I've been thinking about. I'm going to take another step forward in the development and the changing of my life in a positive, good direction. If you come to work and say that every day as the CEO, the boss, the foremen can only obey you. So that what you just said was a series of positive statements. Then foreman positive steps to the forefront. He said, I got you, boss, right away. He turns around, he blows the whistle. He alerts all the workers in the factory. Today is a good day. Today we will take steps towards our future. Today we are putting ourselves on track to get a little bit closer to making our dreams come true. Today we will be assembling all the things we need to make our dreams come true and our life better in the right direction. Everybody, break. The workers in the factory turn around and manufacture thoughts to justify the orders given by the boss, which is you. You are the CEO of your corporation. If you don't own nothing else, you own everything that's going on between your two ears. You are the CEO of that corporation. If that corporation is a good one, it's because you set it up that way. If your corporation is a bad one, it's because you set it up that day. If you pushing towards your dreams and you see the possibility of things happening in your life, it's because you as the CEO set it up that way. If you ain't got nothing popping, if you just want to be a criminal taking stuff from people, throwing your life out the window, you're going to be an inmate. You're going to be sitting up there and you're going to be mad at everybody. You ain't got nobody to be mad at but you. You understand what I'm telling you this morning? This is the way it is. The Bible says, a man is as he thinketh. You are the CEO of a corporation. You can make it happen good, or you can make it happen evil. You can make it happen positive, or you can make it happen negative. You can live a life filled with faith, or you can live your life in fear. You have to make the decision this morning. But you can turn your corporation around today. All you got to do is start today. Change the way you think. A man is as he thinketh, man. God wants you to know that, because God wants you to put positive thoughts in your mind, because God wants you to do better, be better, have more, and be more. God loves you, man, and there is not a whole lot you can do about that. God gonna love you. If you do dirt, God gonna love you. If you do good, might as well do good and see what God can bless you with, man. How about that this morning, y'all? Uh-huh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is about the business of morning show entertainment. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Bout it. Yeah, Shirley Strawberry.
We be bout it, Steve Harvey. Good morning. That sounded good to me.
You didn't do it right.
I tried it.
We be about it.
I tried. I said bout. Didn't I say bout?
Yeah, but it sounded so
it still
strange.
Sounded, okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
All right, well, just good morning,
we got people
Steve.
That do that. Just watch how this goes.
I tried.
For real.
Bout it, what's happening? Good morning.
Mm-hmm. See how that
about that life.
Sounded Jay. Just like me.
Bout it, baby. Watch out there now. Bout it.
Who?
Bout it, bout it. Bout it, bout it, bout it.
Yeah.
Okay, I tried.
That's the
piece. I tried.
Yeah.
So what's going on, Steve? How was your weekend?
I worked.
You be working, boy.
You work, man. You are, man. You are.
Now, you're
I'm really, man, I'm really trying to come up with a way to...
Not work just, and still be a bazillionaire.
Billionaire.
Just ain't thought of it yet. Just ain't thought of it
so
yet.
So to work you go. Huh?
Yeah.
Yep. It's off to work I go.
Yeah.
Wonderful world of work. Yeah, but it's okay, man. I'll be fine.
In, man.
Yeah.
Got a vacation coming up. Looking forward to it. You know,
yeah.
Need some much deserved and needed time off.
Will we hear from you on your vacation? Will you call us?
Oh, hell no. I'm talking about dog. Jay, ain't got a shot in hell of that happening.
You're not gonna check on us, see how we're doing.
You know what I might do, man? I might. Let's just talk about this.
Okay, let's.
What? I might maybe once or twice a week call in. And throw a picture up on social media.
Now, that would be nice. Yeah.
That'd be great. That's fantastic,
yeah, that's
Steve.
Great.
Okay.
Do that.
He lying. I'm telling y'all, he lying.
Why you say that, Neff?
He lying. I'm telling you, he lying.
He's a bad acting going on, Tommy.
Yeah. You ain't
well, I that. Said, now, I did it say, might. Let's just talk about it and see if it makes sense. It might not make sense, you know? Okay. And if it don't make sense, then I don't think we should do it. I really don't.
If the Cavs are still playing and they win.
We got a long way to go.
Where you going this year, man?
Same place.
That's when you pull up your yacht and Denzel pull up here, and then here comes Samuel Jackson with here, and then here come Magic.
Yeah.
Come on over there.
Everybody yacht just bumping.
You just asked me
black
why
yachts.
I was going.
Y'all do black
I
yachts.
Just said I was going just over to French Riviera.
Yeah, you didn't say all
that.
Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a club. That's black yacht week. Don't all y'all be on a yacht?
Club called yacht.
Black yacht week.
Little yachty.
It's black yacht week, baby.
All right, well, listen, we kind of teased on it a little bit, but LeBron James game one short suit set, that whole short situation he had going on, it cost $46,000. The guys are going to talk about it inside something funny when we get back at 32 after the hour.
Must have been the bag.
Right.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for something funny, guys. Okay, last night was game two of the NBA Finals. The Cavs versus the Warriors, of course.
Oh, man.
But LeBron James' infamous Game 1 short suit, that whole ensemble, we learned that it cost $46,000.
The whole outfit.
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. You guys remember when LeBron got mad at the press conference when one reporter asked him about J.R. Smith's fiasco. And LeBron, they just kept asking him and asking him questions.
State of mind. Yes. What was J.R. thinking?
No. LeBron just got up, grabbed his man bag.
Like an old auntie. He looked like an old auntie.
That's how you leave.
Yeah.
Like Cheryl Underwood. Yeah. He just stormed out of the press conference.
He left like Pastor Tripping. I'm out of here.
But did he have it under his wrist, Shirley? Was it...
Did he grab it with his hand
or was it on his wrist and just riding his wrist? How was he walking out?
He grabbed it manly.
Yeah, but
that bag too big, though.
I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with all of you.
Thank you.
What's going on?
He didn't grab it
manly? I thought
the
boy was straight pimping. I thought it was straight G. You know, I don't have the legs for them shorts, but if I did, and it's an age limit to that, too. I think he's right at the cusp of where he's allowed to do that. Two more years, Bron ain't going to be able to do that. I thought the outfit was pimping. The bag was gangster. The $46,000, I don't know where y'all got that from, but that would be the bag, though.
The bag, okay.
I zoomed in. The bag straight gator.
So, okay,
that
since you
like
thought it was pimping.
That's what that looks like. That don't look like no bag, bro.
I think the bottom part of those pants was in that bag.
Speaking as a tailor.
From experience.
Well,
yeah.
You know, if you look at Pharrell, Pharrell done rocked a couple of Hermes bags.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a couple of people rock Hermes bags. I've thought about it, but I only saw one that I like. But I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't do that because my girl wears them a lot, so I wouldn't do an Hermes bag. But that's not necessarily an Hermes bag. It could have been something else too, though. But it was actually definitely a gator bag for sure.
The shoes is pimping.
Okay, now here's the question: who on the show amongst the guys would wear this outfit?
Me.
Who you think?
Me.
Jay.
And
so you got to go to Steve Harvey FM on all social media, okay, and see our very own J. Anthony Brown. He is rocking the same exact suit as LeBron.
Now, how you feel about my suit?
You got to see
praise
this.
LeBron. They feel about what I'm rocking.
Let me look at your picture.
Describe it for us, Steve,
Run
please.
It down, Steve.
Here is. First, I want you to know that J. Anthony Brown is a fool.
Yes.
For him to even do it, first of all, he put on the jacket, the tie, he got a bag, he got the shorts on, he got the shoe boots, he got the glasses. The bag is not the same one LeBron had.
No.
And I think it's LeBron's suit.
The same size as LeBron.
Jay buttoned it, took two people to button it. One person was hugging him to close the jacket to make it touch. And the other person got it buttoned. Right after this, though, right after this, I can assure you something went wrong.
When I tell you.
Well, I'm telling you, that button looked like it could pop off and kill somebody
at
any moment.
It did pop off, man. That button hit my window.
What? What?
My bedroom window cracked and that button fired off, man.
Okay.
Like a shotgun, man.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. So let's break it down. Okay. So it's a Tom Brown New York suit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was that LeBron had on.
Tie and handkerchief were
a little more than $25.
Didn't pay that much. Okay. Go ahead.
The shirt
tie
was just
and handkerchief was $25.
And the suit.
And the suit. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. The shirt was just over $300.
Nope, didn't pay that much.
The shorts came in at under $1,000.
Oh, man, way
Shirley, you described it. I don't understand.
Okay, the Tom Brown New York suit.
The tie and handkerchief was $25.
Uh-huh. And the suit. The suit, tie, and handkerchief was $2,500.
You mean the shorts, the jacket, the tie?
Yes.
Right.
So then
it says the shorts came in at under $1,000, so that was extra. The boots and the socks were $1,380. So people are asking what cost so much. Obviously, it was the bag, and it's made of alligator.
Bag.
It was alligator. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what cost so much.
I achieved that same look for $11.
Jay's look for less. Jay's dress for less.
So go. So where do they go? Steve Harvey FM?
Yes, Steve Harvey FM.
Go to Steve Harvey FM right now, and you can see the comparison to Jay's outfit and LeBron's outfit. And the question is, who rocked it best?
Hit us up on social media.
I gotta rock mine.
For $11.
He don't want none.
He don't want none of this.
He don't want none of this.
But it's the way you're walking, too, Jay. Much attitude.
But Steve, what's going on with that tie that J. Anthony Brown is wearing?
That's too much tie.
Right here. Well, it ain't too much tie. It's just too much of him.
He looks swole.
It's just Jay.
That button, man.
I know.
That button, dog.
It's right up under his breastbone, right
But if
there.
You look at his shoes real careful,
it's
not the same quality.
But we all woke up to this this morning. Jay blessed us with that text.
What's going on with your knees, Jay?
I know. It was
a non-lotion day. So,
again, like Steve said, go to Steve Harvey FM on all social media and let us know what you think. Who wore it best?
I think I rocked it best.
Yeah, LeBron killed it.
He crushed it.
Definitely. Some player action right there.
Would you wear it, Steve?
Huh?
Would you wear it?
Oh, no. Oh, definitely not. No, it's an age limit.
I bet not catch you with a pair.
Okay.
No, you 60. You don't. There's a lot of stuff you can. A lot of stuff I like.
Okay.
I can't go and do it 60.
Yeah, I believe in age appropriateness, too. All right. Mm-hmm. Coming up next is Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, guys, we'll talk about Buffalo Wild Wings and their wild apology about that wild statement. Whoo. Their Twitter page was hacked. Tweets contained racist and vulgar comments, including the N-word, guys. We'll talk about all of that at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time for Church Complaints with Deacon and the Pastor.
Most giving. Allowable, gracious Father.
Yes,
we is momentarily staggered by your love.
Yes, we are.
And ostentatiously.
Wow.
Wait a minute. One more time.
I said ostentatiously done with it.
Yeah. Gotta look
we
down
are about to deal with my congregation of wayward individuals who have not learned to, you know, be grateful. Yeah. These is church complaints.
Mm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, getting started this morning. We are doing a culture flip-flop this summer. All the white members' children will be staying with black families and the black kids with white families. The big issue is the white kids are complaining that there's no vacation in the schedule with the black families.
What?
Well, we had that same problem when we did exchange student program with some foreigners. We need to just notify the white parents of the white kids that black folk can't just go off and leave their job for vacations every year. So if you're on an off year, then your ass don't get to go. And them white kids are probably staying at black folk house on an off year. See, we go every other year.
I know it.
Yeah, and this is one of the other years.
To the beach and taking the black kids to the beach, and the white kids are upset about it.
Well, the black kids is enjoying that, and that's wonderful. But you're going to have to watch them because you're going to have to teach half of them how to swim.
All right, moving
on. See, because there's some things that we most things black folk don't do start with a S. All we right, don't swim, we don't ski, we don't skydive. We don't snorkel real good. Just a host of S's.
Sports.
Yo, anything that got an S on it, we don't do well. Swimming, skiing, snorkeling, skydiving.
Yeah.
You understand.
Yeah, I got you, pal. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, dude.
Pat, we have a situation here. We need you to have a conversation with Sister Dorinda Hernandez. Sister Dorinda Hernandez. As you know, her, she's married to Miguel Hernandez, the Spanish deacon.
Right.
At the potluck Saturday, she brought jalapeno Kool-Aid, and all the kids were on fire. You're going to have to talk to her.
We have told the Hernandez family once again to ease up on the spices. They ruined the Easter egg hunt for the kids the same way. All the eggs had been injected with jalapeno.
Injected.
And I got hold of three of them myself, and next thing I know, oh, Lord. So we need to talk to the Hernandez family and also stop trying to work with us. Just serve your dishes.
Uh-huh.
Please stop hiding our food in burritos. We like our food out on the plate where we can see it, inspect it, examine it, pick through it.
In the open. That's right, man.
Right.
Pastor Deacon One-Arm Oscar Jenkins is upset that none of the men will allow him to play on their team at the church annual golf tournament. He wants you to force them to let him play. Once again, that's Deacon One-Arm Oscar Jenkins. Upset
I'm not going
to
be
allow
that,
him
Oscar,
to play on the
Oscar,
golf team Oscar. During the tournament.
Oscar. We're not going to lie to you because your grip on your one arm is the grip you got ain't good. Now, you done threw that club at six people. There ain't nobody going to be bending over putting the ball on the tee for you every time. You need help carrying your bag. I done told you to get your boy to come out and caddy for you, but he don't want to either. So no, Brother Oscar, we will not allow you to be in the church golf tournament with the arm. And why don't you take golf lessons?
Okay. But I don't know nobody teaching one-arm people, pal.
Well, until we find someone, look like Oscar won't be playing in the annual church golf tournament.
Yeah, I told Oscar to start with the bowling team would probably be better for him.
No, because when you're standing there with that arm, with that ball in one hand, it just looked dangerous. It just looked damn dangerous.
All right, you guys.
Hard to hold that ball up. And look at them pins with that one arm. That ball 12 pounds.
I love that.
We have a major situation, Pastor. I want you to stop this before it gets out of hand. This past Sunday, Sister Doris Dixon used duck and pigeon eggs after we ran out of chicken eggs for breakfast. Sister Faye Baptiste is talking about whipping her behind as soon as she lay eyes on her. But she going to have to stop doing this, Pastor. This is the second or third time she done supplemented chicken eggs for the breakfast. And she used duck and pigeon eggs instead.
I knew it had a kind of gamey taste to it. I wasn't sure what it was. I thought it was some other type of seasoning. But pigeon eggs is trifling. I had she tried to combine it with vegan sausage. I damn near throwed up. So I'll speak with her about using other eggs. Chicken eggs is nice, economical, they cheap enough. I don't know how we keep running out of eggs. But pigeon and dove eggs ain't going to work out. I had a quail egg sandwich one time, had 32 eggs on that sandwich.
They so small.
Oh, good boy.
Yes.
I should have been here, man. I had two quail eggs and a teaspoon.
Last but not least, Pastor, the annual wig drive was this past Saturday. The ladies are asking that you speak with Brother Titus Jackson. He purchased 90% of the wigs. due to his alopecia on his head. And they didn't get a chance to buy any of the wigs. He bought the gray wigs, the red wigs, the blonde wigs, and the black wigs. He got all of them.
Well, he bought them because, what's his name?
That's Titus.
Brother Titus came to me, and he's forming a new gospel group at the church, all men. And the name of the group is The Lord Save Pimps Too. And all the men is wearing the women's wigs to show how they was back in the day. So I've allowed him to purchase the wigs.
What's the name of the group again?
God Save Pimps Too. The initials is GSP.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, our friend and family member, we haven't heard from him in a while, Stephen A. Smith is going to be our special guest. Yes, he does. Yes. He's going to talk, of course, about the NBA Finals. What, Tommy, what were you going to say?
No.
Oh, okay. But first, Carla, your Instagram page at Lips by Carla was recently hacked, okay? So you feel this next story coming
up. Yes. So make sure y'all follow me at Lips by Carla. But go ahead, Shirley, with this story.
Okay, well, Wild Wings, you can feel this then. Wild Wings, Buffalo Wild Wings, said their Twitter page was hacked too. The sports bar franchise official Twitter page fired off several racist and vulgar tweets on Friday night, which were up and posted for about 20 minutes before someone realized and took them down, got them deleted. One tweet said, effing N-word, I hate them.
Wow.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings released a statement saying, we're sorry that our fans had to see those awful posts, bet you are, which obviously did not come from us. We are in touch with our Twitter representatives and will pursue the appropriate action against the individuals involved. So they know who did it?
Wow.
Yeah. So it said, one tweet said, effing N-word, I hate them.
I have somebody waiting on an online order. Just waiting.
What does this have to do?
I can tweet.
Yeah.
They upset.
Say it again, Steve.
I can tweet that I hate their wings.
I'm with you.
I know. Mm-hmm.
They're so small.
They're like pigeon wings.
Yeah.
Are you guys mm-hmm. taking this personally?
No, we are. Yeah, because I love
them. But they apologize. It was
quail
hacked.
Wings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They smaller than that.
Tweety Bird's wings is bigger.
God, I think they're hummingbird wings.
Listen, it wasn't their fault.
I had one of them in my box look like a fly wing.
That was that small?
Yeah.
Net wings is bigger.
Yeah.
Buffalo
I bit it with my two front teeth and it would go.
I still have a wing stuck in my tooth. That's how small them wings are. Wings is small.
A whole wing?
A whole, no, not wing, it's a wang.
A wang.
A wang.
Sorry.
Chicken wangs.
Wow. So, I mean, at least they did get right on it once they found out. They did release a statement. So.
Yeah. I mean, it was all kind of tweets. It was vulgar.
Yeah.
And, racist. It was a series of these tweets that they had to really get a hold of that.
So do we have to stop going? Because the lemon.
Jay.
I'm asking.
You can't get no coffee no more. You cannot go to Waffle House.
What can we do, man?
You can now not eat buffalo wings. So let's get that understood.
And if they
no coffee, no Waffle House, no way. What is we gonna
and
do?
And if they hadn't canceled Roseanne, you couldn't watch her anymore
what
either.
What the hell is we gonna do? They're taking all the good stuff.
Well, at least, you know, the powers that be got right on it. They apologized, and they're looking into it to see what happened. So maybe they'll take your wing suggestion under advisement as well.
And the word is wangs.
I'm sorry.
With an A, sure. W-A-N-G-Z, wangs.
Because Jay said them lemon pepper, though.
Them lemon peppers are true. I'm going to have to sneak over there for the
lemon.
Could you come to the back door and bring me 12?
All flat.
You talking about the buffalo wings?
Yeah.
Wingstop.
Wingstops.
Wingstop.
Yeah.
Them the best wings.
All All right, can we move on, you crazy people? Nothing. I know. Bring in Miss Ann, please, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Miss Ann Tripp.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you, everybody, and welcome to a new week. Here we go with the news, and let's start out right away. U.S. allies are letting the Trump administration know that they are not happy with the White House's tariffs idea. The G7 finance ministers expressing their, quote, unanimous concern and disappointment, that's how they put it, over the levies. And China says that any trade agreements with the United States will be voided if the Trump administration imposes tariffs on Chinese goods. Last week, the White House warned that it would pursue levies on some $50 billion that's billion with a B, dollars worth of Chinese products. However, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says that a weekend trade talk with his counterparts in Beijing were, quote, friendly and frank. New York Times says it's gotten a hold of a copy of a letter from the president's legal team that reportedly was sent to the Russia election meddling panel in late January. The Times says the letter says that the group does not need to speak to the commander in chief and that he does not have to talk to them. And the attorneys also say Trump cannot be accused of obstructing justice because as the country's chief law enforcement officer, he would be obstructing himself. They say the letter also says the president could terminate the probe or issue pardons. However, the newest member of the Trump team, Rudy Giuliani, says that could be a dangerous move.
It could lead to impeachment. It could lead to, if he terminated an investigation of himself.
Giuliani was on NBC's Meet the Press. Yesterday was graduation day for seniors at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were shot to death on Valentine's Day. Four of those murdered got their degrees posthumously. They would have graduated yesterday. Families and students wanted this year's ceremony to be private, held in an arena, so meant to accommodate only invited guests, and that's how it went. A white police officer in Athens, Georgia, has been fired after his superiors say he deliberately hit a black suspect with his patrol car. Police brass say Officer Taylor Salters initially denied the whole thing, but officials say his vehicle's webcam caught it. The suspect sustained some cuts and bruises, but is in police custody right now. Legendary L.A. Laker Elgin Baylor, out with an autobiography entitled Hang Time. In it, he not only talks about his winning years on the court, but also some of the racism he and his family faced, starting when he was a child. He says, like, for instance, a white girl spit on his sister and called her the N-word. His sister slapped the girl. And he says a white cop came to his house later on and told his father that he was going to arrest his sister for assault unless he beat her in front of him. His father complied. Baylor says he never forgot that. Tops of the box office this weekend, it was Solo again.
I'm a driver and I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
However, Star Wars prequel only brought in about $29.3 million. We'll be back more entertainment today's trending topics 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hiring can be challenging. It's hard to find qualified candidates. It takes too much time, too many applicants. Well, ZipRecruiter makes it easy. That's right. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/strawberry. That's ziprecruiter.com/strawberry, STRAWBERRY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the absolute unequivocal star of ESPN. Howard Cosell and this dude right here.
Yeah.
Doggone it, of all time. He's on ESPN's First Take. He's got the Stephen A. Smith Show on ESPN Radio this week. He's going to host the NBA Finals Special Edition of SportsCenter on game days. And I will be a special guest on that show Wednesday night of Game 3.
Really?
Tony, big dog on there with bigger dog. Please welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A.
Yes. What's up, y'all?
What that up, might, Steve?
That might be the greatest intro I've ever had. What's going
don't,
on?
Don't nobody y'all? Do it better than me, Stephen A. First, man, let me just get your take on game one, the end of it.
Well, it was one of idiotic things that I've ever seen take place in sports. J.R. Smith is not the reason they lost the game.
Right.
George Hill hits the free throw you're up one with less than 5 seconds left.
Right.
He missed that free throw. You got to hold him accountable for
that's
that.
Right. That's
that
right.
Bogus call reversal where LeBron draws a charge and then they go to the videotape and turns it into a blocking foul against the greatest player of this generation. Just absolutely asinine. The NBA had no reason doing that. It was the wrong call. However, for J.R. Smith to grab a rebound and to run out, not just past the three-point line, but damn near the half court. Okay? I don't even know what to say. I don't believe there is an explanation. Got to remember, you're not in the throes of action a few seconds before. You're at the free throw line. You get an opportunity to take a deep breath, get composed, and more importantly, look up at the clock up at the scoreboard and notice that the score is tied.
Boy.
Egregious mistake. It was inexcusable. But then to make matters worse, to just throw throw flames on the wound, this brother doubles down and says, I knew what the score was. I mean, come on. Now, because everybody and your mother know you're lying, because we saw the videotape, okay? And in this age of technology where there is HD, where you are allowed to zoom in, where you are allowed to see exactly what a person is saying, this brother actually sat up there and said, you know, while on the floor running towards half court, after LeBron looked at him like he wanted to slap him over the head, he said, I didn't know the score. That's what he said. But then he denied it and said, no, I knew the score, even though the videotape clearly showed.
It was the most hurtful thing. Hey, hold tight, Stephen A. We'll be back with more Stephen A right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, we're back with more from Stephen A. All right.
It's moments like game one where you sit up there and you look at LeBron James and you say, you know what? Not only is he the greatest player in the world today, but we're really going to miss him when he's gone. Because as great as his talent is, he never cheats us. He's always in peak condition, always ready to go, always tries to bring it. And you know what? This dude is as cerebral as it comes. He's a savant on the basketball court.
Right.
He would never find himself in a situation where he was unprepared for the moment. He either gets it done or he doesn't get it done. But it's not going to be for lack of preparation.
Right.
When you're surrounded by guys that don't think nor act like you, it's really, really tough, which is why I think this is his last year in Cleveland.
Let's get to it, because I happen to agree with you. I happen to also think, Stephen A., LeBron James owes Cleveland nothing.
That is correct.
He has paid his debt.
Yep.
He came back. He gave us a title. Just the other day on Family Feud, this young girl, they were from Cleveland, she had this huge ring on. And I'm looking at it, and I went, wait, let me see this ring. She had on a Cavaliers 2016 championship ring because she was a cheerleader on the Cavaliers the year they won.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has given us a ring. He owes us nothing else.
That is correct.
I think he should go. Where is he going?
It's hard to say right now, Steve, because of the choices that he has. Let me give you the choices to break this down for you, my brother, because you would want to know this.
Yes.
Cleveland is a slim to none option. He gets an opportunity. He can do whatever he wants in Cleveland. I mean, they bow at the altar of LeBron James. So you could never completely rule it out because it's home for him. But I would say there's a slim to none chance he stays.
Right.
Philadelphia is an option because they have enough cap space to get him and another player, not to mention they already have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and they were a playoff team. Boston has the assets to get him if they want him, because I'm not so sure Kyrie Irving's going to stay there with his knee problems, okay? And on top of it all, they've got a requisite number of weapons where they can work out, sign and trades, and take care of you. You got that going on.
Really?
Out west, you got Houston.
Come on.
They got to renounce the rights to several players, but it won't have to be James Harden, obviously, and you could always re-up with CP3.
Yeah.
That's a consideration. I spoke to some people in Houston just yesterday. They said to me, we're gearing to make a run at him. So they're going to make a run at him, okay? You have the Los Angeles Lakers with Magic Johnson. Woo-hoo! That has space not just for one, but for two players, mainly a LeBron James and a Paul George, to pair with the Lonzo Balls, Julius Randle, Kyle Kuzma, even though I think the Lakers will give up at least one or two of those guys just to make sure they have the requisite rooms, because a max contract for LeBron next season starts at $44 million. A max contract for Paul George next season starts at $35 million. And then last but not least, even though I can't see this happening, even though I would vilify LeBron if this did happen, what? I am told that he will at least listen. The Golden State Warriors have made it very, very clear that, you know what, you got to remember, Klay Thompson, he's a free agent in 2019. Kevin Durant, he has a player option. Draymond and Steph are signed. But you could find a way to make room if that is the case.
I don't see that happening.
I don't like
it. It better not happen. But nevertheless, I was told that it is a conversation that will take place.
Stephen, and that's what you're dealing with. That would be the worst if you can't beat them, join them scenario I've ever seen in my life.
So I totally agree with you, and it better not happen. But remember, if that were to happen, they can't keep them all, so they would get rid of a couple of the cats that they have seen in order to get him there. But I still say, hell no.
Now, man, you can't go and play with the enemy. Hey, y'all, stick around. We got more with Stephen A. Smith right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, about 4 minutes after to be exact, today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, have I been acting bad and bougie?
Yeah, every day.
Hey, wait a minute. I did not write this letter, Jay.
She don't sound like that.
Whatever.
That's you now. All day, that's you.
Anyway, right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What do you have for us today, King of Pranks?
Come show your butt.
Oh, I'm so sorry I asked.
What?
Come show your butt.
What? What are you talking about?
No.
Oh, this
come
is
show your butt.
Today's the day. Yeah. No, today's the day.
It's going to happen today,
Sharon. It's going to happen today. Yeah. That's my prediction.
Sometime to get to the bottom of things, you got to show your butt.
All right. Okay? Keyword bottom.
Last thing we saw was his butt. Come show your butt.
All right.
Huh? Run it, Cat.
This is Marcus. Yeah, this is Marcus. What's up? Hey, man, do you know anything about a Lincoln being stolen?
A Lincoln being stolen? Nah, man, I don't know nothing about no Lincoln. Who is this, man?
Do you know anything about a Lincoln getting stolen?
Man, who is this, man?
Hey, man.
I don't know nothing about no Lincoln being stolen, man. How you get my number, man?
Hey, dog, hold, slow down. First of all, I'm trying to ask you, somebody that stole my mama Lincoln, man, and I'm asking, they say you know something about it, or you was one of them that did it, or do you know anything about a Lincoln
being stolen? Man, I don't know nothing about no Lincoln being stolen, man. Man, who this calling my house with this here, man? I don't know nothing about no Lincoln being stolen, man.
My name Craig, man. Somebody stole my mama Lincoln, and they say you was one of the ones that probably had did it.
Hold up, dog. Who is we? I don't know nothing about no Lincoln being stolen, man. Let me tell you something, man. Calling my house with this here about Lincoln, man. Look, man, I'm on paper, man. I don't do no like that. Still Lincoln, man. You know what I'm saying, man? I don't get out like that, man. I don't know who told you that, man, or how you got my number, man, but I ain't stole your mama Lincoln, man.
Okay, hold up there. Then you don't mind coming downtown, because what happened was the lady next door saw who took it, and the dude, she said the dude jumped the fence and tore his pants, and the back pocket got tore off, and she saw the dude butt. So what we want you to do is come down and get in the lineup, and everybody going to show that the lady say she know that butt when she see it.
Man, oh, hell no. Man, you must be out your mind and think I'm finna come downtown in the first place, and I'm not finna come downtown to show my but what I will do for you, I'll show my on this phone. Now, if you think your mama Lincoln is at my house, you can come get that.
Say, man, is your butt the one that she saw come over that fence, man? That's all I want to know.
Man, who is you, man? Who the is you, man, calling my house, man, and accusing me of stealing your mama's car. Man, who the hell is you, man? Are you crazy or something, man?
Listen, man, I'm not trying to go back and forth with you, dog. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of who stole my mama's car, dog. That's really what I'm trying to do. You understand?
Man, cuz, what are you talking about, man? I ain't stole no Lincoln, man.
Hey, man,
I ain't showing
my that you ain't got no problem showing your butt to this lady, man, because the lady say she know this butt. When she said, did you crawl over the fence and tear your pants and the lady saw your butt? She know it when she see it.
Man, look, man, y'all tripping, man. Come on, identify me by looking at my damn
That's what she saw, man. She saw that
Well, it wasn't my man.
What?
I don't know how you got my name.
No. You Marcus, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm Marcus.
Okay,
yeah, I'm Marcus.
And don't quit acting like you ain't never been in no trouble before, man. They already say you be getting in and out of trouble. So what I want to know is you the one stole my mama Lincoln, man?
I done paid for what I done, man. You did? But I ain't stole your mama Lincoln, man.
Hey, man, let me tell you this right here.
I done been locked up, man. But I'm telling you what, I go again if you come down here trying to take my downtown and to show my I'm not going to have it, man. Just because your mama car got stolen, I ain't had nothing to do with that, man.
Say, man, look, either you going to come downtown willingly, or I'm going to come to your house and drag you out, man, and bring you down there so this lady can see your butt, man. Like I say, she know the butt when she see it. Now, if it ain't your butt, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But you're going to have to come downtown and show us your
Man, who in the hell is you, man? You ain't no lawman. You ain't no detective. You ain't no fireman, man. Who in the hell is you, man?
I'm the person trying to figure out who stole my mama Lincoln, man. That's what I'm doing.
Man, I tell you what, you can come over here to my house, man, and I'll show you my man, because this is a man. I ain't had nothing to do with this, man. And you talking about bringing the law to my house and taking my man? What kind of this is, man? I, man, I'm telling you, I don't have nothing to do with your mama car being stolen, man. But I ain't coming downtown to show my man. That's out the question.
I ain't got no problem coming to get it. Now, that one thing I ain't got no problem doing. All
right? Come on, get my then.
Hey, man.
Come on and get my.
Hey, man, I'm going to say it one more time. We coming to your house, dragging you out, and taking you downtown if you don't want to go by yourself.
Look, man, I ain't got no problem with that, man, because I done been down, man. I done paid for my crime, man. I done paid for my crime, but ain't nobody finna come get me from my house talking about taking me downtown and showing my If you want my you come to my house, man. You hear me? Because I ain't afraid to go back down, man. And I will go back down if you come over my house with me about getting my scratched.
Hey, man, I'm just saying the lady just need to see it, man, to see if it's the right one or not the right one. That's all you got to do is pull it down just a little bit so she can see it.
Man, I'm not finna do that, man. I don't even know who the hell you are, man. How did you even get my information, man? How did you get my number, man? You need to get out my phone with this here, man. This is man.
Hey, man, you know what, man? I'm not finna go back and forth with you no more. You're going to have to bring your butt down here to the station, or I'm coming down there and drag you out your house and take. I'm through talking about this now. You hear me?
Well, look, man, come on and get me, man. You want my man? Come on and get me, man. You dig?
Hey, man,
I don't know
I tell you what, man, I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I'm listening, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
Oh, hell no, man.
Hello?
Man, look, man. Y'all had me thinking, man, I'm finna go back to this penitentiary, man. And then you talking about my man. I didn't show no in the penitentiary, and I ain't gonna show none now, man. Come on, man.
Sometimes you know your butt makes all the difference. You know that.
You will never
play too much.
My prediction is that it's going to happen today.
Today might be a good day for it, right?
Steve, you agree?
Y'all ain't never been in a situation where the last thing you seen was somebody behind.
I hear some knocking.
What is it, Steve?
That was swift.
Lord.
I think I heard a kick in there, too.
You know what's so good about it? That's one of the masters you watch from across the street go, ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, that guy's wearing him out.
It's
ooh.
Going down. All right.
Well, black people would not help
no.
me.
No.
All right, nephew, thank you as always. You are truly the king of pranks, but you're good.
Go back in the house. They whooping Tommy's ass. Go back in the house.
Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever seen somebody?
Uh-huh.
Get jumped on and really get their butt whipped and you enjoyed it.
I saw a trash talker get beat down.
Yeah, Larry Singleton, the big bully on our street, messed around and slapped Herman Willis.
You remember
that
those?
Damn Herman boy. Herman whooped Larry Singleton ass so bad that I was behind the tree watching because I was scared of Larry. Why whooping Larry ass? Yes, yes, yes. When he got through, I was about 10 years old. I actually said, thank you, Jesus.
I said, thank you,
Jesus, after watching Herman Willis whoop Larry Singleton ass.
It's going to happen.
Today.
Do you see the Draymond Green and Tristan Thompson? They about to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are they fighting for?
Draymond said I can meet him in the streets any day. Okay. Mm-mm. I'm like, what in the world?
You better back up, Draymond. Don't fool with nobody that's been over there with them Kardashians. I'm telling you, they tense. They tense. Leave them alone.
All right, coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Subject, have I been acting bad and bougie?
Every day.
Not about me.
That's your bag, LeBron guy.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, whatever your issue is, please submit your Strawberry Letter to the steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? On all social media, do that, okay? Click Submit Strawberry Letter. And your issue doesn't have to be the same as the letter we read on the air. Just give us your issue, okay? A lot of people are going through the same things out there. We know that, right, Steve?
Uh-huh. Show do, Shirley.
Thank you for
I'm supportive.
Yeah.
Paging attention.
Exactly.
You want right in, right in. You don't, whatever. We here.
Okay. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. It is the Strawberry Letter.
This ignorant show right here. All right. Subject, have I been acting bad and bougie?
Yes, you have, Shirley.
I did not write this letter. It's not about me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a hairstylist. And in the last few years, I've built up a great clientele, and I'm enjoying the fruits of my labor. I was able to buy a new car, and I purchased my first home, a nice home. I also have found love again with a great, supportive man. So here's my problem. My professional life and my love life are going great, but my friendships are suffering. I've lost a lot of girlfriends in this past year. They are friends that I've known for a long time, and I thought they would be happy to watch me as I finally got my life on track. At first, I thought that maybe I was doing something to turn them off, but I never brag or throw my success in their faces. We used to meet up for lunch, dinner, and girls' night out, but I've noticed that they've been doing a lot of stuff without me. I'm not sure what I've done to make them exclude me. Even my best friend became distant, so I invited her over and asked her what was going on. She told me that I think I'm better than everyone else now. Anyone that knows me knows that I am very humble and I have a very big heart. I was shocked when she told me that. Please help me understand what could possibly be going on with my friends. Maybe it is me. I am proud of my accomplishments, and I was hoping my friends would be too. My man is supportive, but I need my girlfriends. How can I fix this? Listen, bad and bougie, I'm proud of your accomplishments too. I really am. This is what you're supposed to be doing with your life. This is what success looks like. A house, a car, a prospering business, etc. You're in a great relationship now. I love how you say you're still humble, you're not braggadocious, you don't throw your success in their faces. I mean, what more do they want? You sound like a young woman who's doing all the right things, and you are, like you said, enjoying the fruits of your labor. You work hard. Your friends are haters. I'm just going to tell you, they're haters. Hate just doesn't look good on them. No, it is not you. It's them. They are jealous because you're doing well, and they cannot bring themselves to be happy for you. You know, I just say it's times like this when you find out who your real friends are, especially your supposedly best friend. What's that about? She's a hater, too. So this is a decision you're going to have to consider. You know, do you still want these women around you that when they meet and they don't invite you, please know that they're talking about you. You're the entire topic of conversation, how you think you're better than them and all that. I say times change, circumstances change, people change. So you're going to have to change as well. Don't let these people make you doubt yourself. Don't make them feel badly. It is okay to be successful as long as you stay humble. Steve?
Well, it's so many ways to go. First of all, Shirley, I agree with everything you've said. That's for starters. You pointed it out very eloquently. And they are haters. But the first thing you got to learn is these not your friends. These just ain't your friends. They were your friends as long as you were in the same predicament they were in. Now we friends. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Misery love company. As long as you was in misery, they was glad to be in your company. But the moment you started prospering, moving up, now here they come. They got a problem now. They not your friends. I can't tell you how many people I done met like this. I can't count the people, man, who was cool with me long as I was paying them. Huh. Oh, man, you the greatest, man. Oh, man, Steve, man, you this, man. You that. Yeah, they getting their check. The moment they stop doing what they want to do and that check stop, I ain't heard from them. I ain't heard from them. Man, I love you. You my boy. I appreciate you. Man, I wish you the best. I love your family. Ain't heard from them. Don't hear from them. Don't ever hear from them. So you're going through what a lot of us go through. All of us have gone through it. It's called seasons of life. They were in your life for a season. The season is over. It's winter now. Yeah. You saw the movie Game of Thrones? Winter coming. Winter coming and the White Walkers too.
Yes.
Shirley was right. Crab in a barrel. That's all it is. You know, everybody ain't going to be happy for yourself. Shirley was right again. See, the one thing I've learned about success, it's not me who changes. It's people's opinion of me who has changed. People now think I think I'm all that.
Exactly.
No, dog. You think I think I'm all that because that's how you'd act if you was here. Mm-hmm. Quit tripping with them girls. It is time for you to move on in your life. You should now get yourself a new set of friends. Mm-hmm. Association brings on participation. I have found in my life I have had to get different types of friends. I had to go find me some friends that don't want nothing every time I turn around. I had to find me some friends that go, hey, man, I got the check. I had to find some friends that say, hey, man, you ain't paying for that. I'm going to pick that up. Instead of somebody standing around me, always waiting on me to get the check, always waiting on me to buy everything, always sitting around talking about, man, where we going to go? Ain't planning no golf trips. Ain't talking about, hey, man, let's go here. I got this one. None of that. None of that. You are in the same spot. It's not that you've changed. It's that people's opinion of you are changed. They now think you all that. And you don't. It's just that's how they are. That's how they are. And your best friend, I'm going to tell you about her when we come back. Because I'm going to tell you what done happened to her. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to give you a solution. All right?
All right. We'll be back with part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, more of the Stephen A. Smith interview. Can't wait for that. But right now, it is time for part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letters subject. Have I been acting bad and bougie? I been acting bad and bougie?
A lot of bougie. Not bad.
Whatever.
A whole lot of bougie.
Jay. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap. All right, so Steve, this young lady wrote in. She's a hairstylist. She's just really come up in the last few years. She has a great clientele. Her business is booming. She bought a new car, a new home. She's got a new man in her life. And things are going well, and she's happy. But her friends, Steve, especially her best friend, they think, you know, she thinks she's better than everyone now. So they're
And I've told you all what I thought about it earlier. But now let me focus on this best friend for you. Your best friend is sitting around with your other friends, and her mindset towards you has been contaminated by your other friends. So the girl you consider your best friend is really your less friend. And just like all the rest of them, because they're not happy for your success. And it ain't just your business. Oh, it's that new man you got too. All these lonely heifers sitting around, ain't got nobody, or ain't in a healthy relationship, or ain't in no relationship. Now you in a relationship and your business turn around. God done blessed you. Now, well, what's wrong with her? She thinks she all that now. No, you don't. And I could tell by your letter that you're right. A humble person, and this has really hurt your feelings. So you're trying to find a way to deal with it. But this is how gardeners get the best and the most out of shrubbery and trees. Every tree, to get the best out of it, you have to prune it. You have to cut some branches off that look like they live branches, but they're actually prohibiting the nutrients from getting into the upper levels of the tree. So you prune them. You cut them back. It's what gardeners do. And God gives us this opportunity in our life to cut back, to prune, to get rid of, so he can take you and let you flourish to be the best bush tree plant you can be. But you got a lot of dead weight around you, and they are called your friends. And we all have them. We all have them. So now this is your opportunity to start associating yourself with some more like-minded people. See, you all got along fine before because you all were like-minded. You all made the same kind of money, had the same kind of problems. Now, a couple of your money problems and got solved, and a couple of your other problems and got solved. So now, boom, you ain't in the group no more, and they don't like that. If you're the smartest person in your group, you need a new group. It's time for a new group, period. They're not your friends. It's all good.
And don't forget, she has a new man.
You got your new man. Uh-huh. They lonely, bitter, in a relationship that stinks.
Bitter.
Husband cheating on them. Boyfriend ain't asking to marry him. Oh, it's ugly, man.
Ain't getting touched.
Oh, it's ugly.
Ain't nobody touching him.
Yeah.
Gotta be touched.
You
getting
touched.
Held and all this here. Now you got your biz. You got a salon hair appointment. Mm-hmm. It's helpful.
He dropping by the shop, slapping that butt, stuff like that while you work.
What?
That's
what they mad about. That's what they upset about.
Well, she does say her man is supportive.
Yeah.
How you got that out of that,
slapping
but I don't
that butt,
know.
I'll be back later, baby. Pow!
Anyway, but she's doing well. She's successful. That's what success looks
success.
Like. Yeah, come on now.
And that's when you find out. You find out who your friends
are. Your real friends are. That's true.
Make it or lose everything. Become extremely successful or lose everything. Those are two ways to find out who your friends are.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. Do extremely badly or extremely well.
Man, you know, I had a partner who just asked me for some money. And I really just kind of forgot, because he's never asked me for money before. I ain't really talked to him in years, right? Well, we talk text, but we ain't really seen each other in years. So dude asked me for
$50,000.
Wow. Okay.
You know, people do that?
Oh, easy, man.
How
so
can you fix your
mouth? I ain't thinking
mouth,
of it.
Mate.
How do you fix your mouth?
To ask someone for $50,000.
Man,
like
come on,
a hand
do that.
Sandwich.
Shirley, I got a whole business proposal. So
okay,
I didn't think nothing
different.
Of it, man. So I kind of sent it to him in an email. Then he texted me, say, hey, man, have you considered my idea? I really need that $50,000 by Friday.
Mm.
Now, damn, dog.
Put
you
a
just
date
asked
on
me
it.
Monday.
Yes.
But you need it by Friday. See, and ain't no bank. The bank don't even give you that.
What you mean?
Man, you can't go do that at the bank. You can't ask for money on Monday and Friday. You got 50 grand.
To the loan officer, look, I need this by Friday.
I have an idea. Can I get 50,000? It don't work like that.
You know, man, look, I've had friends do that to me. You can't. You just got to get a new set of friends.
Yeah. You just got some money.
Wasn't me. I just wanted a job.
No, he said he hadn't spoken to him
in
years.
I'm just telling what I asked.
So are you going to send it to him?
No. Mailing you 50
I'm just
grand
curious.
Because it's past Friday. It's past
I know, you're late.
You holding the boy up, man.
You slowing up production, man. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean,
so
that's...
just wondering.
Yeah, that's different, though, than picking up the phone and saying to a friend and saying, hey, can I borrow 50G? That's different.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never...
At least he did have a business plan attached to it, but... That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Either way, yeah.
Have you looked at the plane?
We gotta go. We gotta go. It's from Tommy. It's from Tommy. All right, we gotta get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's strawberry letter at steveharveyfm.com, okay? And switching gears, coming up in about 10 minutes or so, it's our good friend Stephen A. Smith. They're going to talk about the NBA Finals. Stick around for that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We're back with Stephen A. Smith.
So to answer your question directly, the two options, I would tell you the number one option for me would be L.A.
L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think L.A. playing with Magic Johnson, purple and gold. He's got two houses. he's got two houses in Brentwood. He's going to fix them up and then sell them because he's building a fat mansion nearby, and the wife's gonna go there with or without him. So I mean, because she loves L.A. So the bottom line is that listen, it is what it is, and I would say to you that L.A. right now looks like they've got a pretty damn good shot, but yeah, wouldn't rule out Cleveland, I wouldn't rule out Philadelphia, and I'd give Houston an outside shot. Boston and L.A., Boston and Golden State, I don't see happening.
No, I can't see him and Kyrie back together.
Yes. You know, Kyrie would not be happy, but keep in mind that if Kyrie were to leave, you have to remember that Boston wouldn't mind getting his hands on Kawhi Leonard, who doesn't want to be in San Antonio any longer.
Oh, no, he
so,
can't.
So, according to the report. So if Kawhi Leonard, if those reports are true and Kawhi Leonard really, really is looking to leave San Antonio, if you're San Antonio and you lose the magnitude of a Kawhi Leonard, you damn well better get a star in return. And Kyrie qualifies.
Yes, he does. He's a bad boy. I agree. Well, Stephen, hey, man, I gotta ask you this one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway.
I'm listening.
Anyway in hell. Damn, Cavaliers can pull this out this year.
Steve, I'm going to tell you, they got a chance.
Come on, boy.
It's slim. Yeah. It's slim, but they got a chance.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what happened in game one. Mm-hmm. That it would have been the story had it not been for the blunder and the loss. Let's keep in mind that LeBron James dropped 51. Let's remember that, okay? Yeah. First player in NBA history to drop 50 in an NBA Finals and a loss. Okay? Jordan had 55, but that was a win. Here's the deal. LeBron James was on that court, and I consider Kevin Durant one of the top three players on the planet Earth. Mm-hmm. He's just that big time. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about last year. I'm not talking about in the Finals when he averaged 35 and 8 on 55% shooting and was giving it to LeBron just like LeBron was giving it to him. I'm talking about game one Thursday night. Kevin Durant wanted no part to LeBron James. He wanted no part to him. I'm telling you, as a guy that was standing there courtside, that was watching this game and watching timeouts and watching guys walk to the bench and watching guys walk back and forth to the locker room and watching their eyes and looking at them and knowing basketball the way that I do, Kevin Durant wanted no part to LeBron James. And if that LeBron James shows up and he continues to make Kevin Durant feel that way, we have a problem.
Yeah.
So all I'm telling you is,
a problem.
Yeah, and I'm telling you that LeBron is going to go down swinging. Steph Curry is a rough rider. This brother ain't scared of anything, okay? And he's going to bring what he's going to bring. But Klay Thompson was hobbling after game one because of JR sliding into him and messing up his ankle. Draymond Green hit a couple of big shots, but prior to that, he couldn't hit any jump shots. And Kevin Durant shot 8 of 22 from the field, wasn't himself, just seemed a bit discombobulated. And I think it's because he wanted no part of LeBron. And as far as I'm concerned, Kevin Durant hasn't really been the same since game three in the Houston series. Mm-hmm. If that continues to happen, I don't think it will, Steve. I think Golden State is winning this series in five. But if that continues to happen, LeBron James and Cleveland got a shot. Yeah. They got a shot. Because they ain't scared, man. They ain't scared now.
Yeah, and it's going seven games.
You that's predict what that?
Yeah, I will say this to you, Steve Harvey. That sounds like an emotional decision.
Steve, I have to, Stephen A. I'm so sorry.
Steve, okay. Ask Stephen A. about the fashion choice of LeBron.
It was hideous.
Thank you.
I know I saw my man J. Anthony Brown and trying to imitate that, and you know that was hilarious. But I would tell you. Listen, here's my whole point. First of all, I don't give a damn who you are. You're a man. You wearing a suit. It can't be for sure. That's number one. Number two. It would be nice if the socks match. That's just the right thing to do. But then when you consider everything that happened, there is a legitimate argument that could be made that the outfit may have contaminated the team, which may have affected them again.
Oh, really?
That's a stretch, Stephen A.
It didn't contaminate him, but the rest of his teammates, they did seem a bit dizzy at times. So all I'm saying is that these are the kind of things I'm paying attention to, and I wouldn't do it. But you know what? I'm not a billionaire who happens to be the greatest basketball player on the planet right now. So he could try.
I gave him a pass on the outfit. Steven, I gave him a pass on the outfit.
That's right.
I just tried to call it as fly. I was asked what I wear. I told him at 60, that is way past the age limit for romper sets.
Man, that's a 50, 40, 30, thank you. Maybe even
first
20.
Gotta go.
20?
Pharrell, yeah. I left Pharrell wear.
Yeah, Pharrell could pull off something like that. Because he'd distract you with one of his hats. So it would be a distraction. Yeah. Pharrell could pull that off.
You saying it's hard to do that, though, when you 270?
That's right. 270, 6'9". You know, and everybody looking for you to come to the game. And they're like, all right, let's see this. Let's see LeBron walking off the speed bus. Here he comes. You know? And here's the funny part, y'all. Here's the funny part. You know, they actually make all of us walk through security.
Uh-huh.
So my point is, how'd you let him through with that outfit?
Security!
Ladies and gentlemen, my dog, Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A.
I appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Kanye West released his first solo album in 2 years.
So nice. It really is.
It's simply called Ye. Nice. Yeah, I've heard some things
it
on
really
it.
Is.
Yeah. It's simply called Ye. After dominating headlines, of course, with his antics over the past few weeks, Kanye invited friends and famous fans like Chris Rock, like Kid Cudi, like 2 Chainz to his album release party in Wyoming. Carla, you're our music director.
I got invited also, Shirley.
Oh, you did? Look at you.
Did you go?
To Wyoming?
You should have gone.
We could have went.
I got to work. Man, I was just throwing it out. They invited me too. I thought it was real nice of the brother.
That's cool.
It is a nice album, man. It really is. Do you still say album or CD?
Yeah, that's an album.
If you're old, Jay, you can say album.
Still say album.
It's okay. You're old.
Say it.
You're old as hell.
They don't say CD release party. They say album release party. So you can still say album. So what do you think?
You're down at the store looking for it.
Oh, so where can I pick up the album? That's what I want.
Jay wanted on cassette.
Go ahead, Shirley.
Vinyl.
What's the story?
I'm asking Carla. You've heard everything. I've heard a couple of them. What do you think, Carla?
I think it was really good.
I think he did a good job.
Right. You know, this is his eighth solo album. He has about 7 tracks on there. So, yay, it's a short album, but he talks about a lot of stuff. He talked about his mental health issues. He talked about having homicidal and suicidal thoughts. He mentions that he is bipolar. And, you know, it was his album release party. It was deep. His wife was there. Kim Kardashian was there. Yeah. Like you said, Shirley Kid Cudi, Pusha T, Nas. It was star-studded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has this vintage Kanye song on there that I like called Wouldn't Leave. And, Steve, he's talking about women that are loyal to men and why sometimes men don't listen to their women. And he's acknowledging, basically, I think he's acknowledging his wife, Kim, who, you know, stood by him through all of his controversies and all the headlines and all the stuff. You remember Kanye had a mental breakdown back in 2016. You guys remember that? So I like that song, Wouldn't Leave. And then he has a song on there called Make No Mistakes with Charlie Wilson, with our guy Uncle Charlie.
That's a great one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good song, too. And then there's a song on there called Violent Crimes, where he is basically talking to men. And he's telling men, you know, you used to be a player, you used to be, you know, back in the game, a pimp type guy, and now that you're a father and you have a daughter, you want to make sure that you guide her steps in the right way. So, yeah.
Can I just say one thing about the album? Because I heard a couple cuts off of it. Those were his friends that he invited to hear the album, and that's cool, and they had, you know, great things to say about it. But will the public go out and buy his album after what he said?
That's
about
what I was going to say. Right? About slavery being a choice.
And being supportive of him.
No,
you know?
No, man, they're going to go buy his album.
Well, I would hope so.
They're going to go buy his album. Because, number one, first of all, they're very fickle. If it's a good beat and a good drop, they don't care. And it's Kanye. What did he do, really? He misspoke horribly. And I think
I
he knows that. And he's tried to apologize. He tried to say something really deep, and it came out the wrong way. Period.
Well,
they're going to buy the album.
Well, that has a lot to do with the fact whether people will go out and put their money down when they feel the way they feel. So I hope so, because it is a good product. He put out a good product. Yeah.
There are going to be some diehards that definitely aren't going to do it, but then a lot of them will, especially once word gets out that it is a good album.
Ain't no slaves going to buy it, but everybody else. Ain't no slaves gonna get it after what he said. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, I understand what Jay is saying, and some people had some issues with him on this pro Trump bandwagon that he, you know, kind of jumped on too. So I think though, Kanye, he has some real loyal fans, and those that like his music and like him, they're gonna be there. But he might take a little hit. He might.
I think he's gonna take a hit.
I like that.
Trump gonna buy a car. He gonna rock it in the house.
Is there any truth to the rumor? Have you heard anything about this, Carla?
I would buy his album if I liked it. He's Kanye West. Yeah. Look, he's a pop culture guy for sure.
He's an artist. Yeah.
He moves the needle in pop culture for sure.
Oh, definitely.
Slavery ain't pop culture.
But
I don't think that statement is going to haunt him for the rest of his life. It's one of the stupid things to say, but I think he knew it.
All right, is it true, Carla, did you hear anything about this, that he changed his album completely after he appeared on TMZ? Did you hear anything about that?
I think so. I heard something about that, because the album cover, you see the Wyoming, the picture of Wyoming, and then he just kind of wrote Yay on it. So there's a lot of different rumors out about the album. I didn't think it was going to be this short with just
seven
tracks on it.
Yeah.
And then take some songs off.
I bet he took some songs out. That slave song didn't make the cut.
No.
He had an upbeat slave song that he couldn't play on now.
A dance track. Dang, Jay.
With slaves dancing.
Yeah. We stepping in this cotton, and that cotton didn't play it, man.
Steve, get him. Oh, God. You go too far.
We stepping in his cotton. Da, 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 da.
And they were wearing his clothes, that looks like.
The Yeezy collection.
The Yeezy collection, baby.
It ain't easy when we pick it. This cotton, cotton, yeah.
Pick that cotton, pick that cotton.
I hate you, we J. Love Anthony you, Brown.
No, we said good things. We did say some good things. He has a good product.
Yeah, it's called
but
yeah. Go
step
pick it up.
In this stepping in this cotton.
Pick it
gonna
up,
be
it's out.
Stepping in this cotton.
Download
tonight.
It.
We're stepping in cotton.
Go to Steve Harvey FM on all social media. Comment.
Let us know if you're going to buy the album and why, or why not.
Pick an album.
Oh, jeez. All right. All right. We'll be we'll be back with more of this foolishness.
You want to hear more stepping in the
cotton? No, no. Right after this.
Come on, Larry. Come on.
Oh, we're stepping in this cotton every day.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This story is, like, trending right now. An off-duty FBI agent allegedly shot a man in the leg early Saturday after the agent's gun fell from his holster. Guess where he was?
Mm-hmm.
He's on the dance floor.
That ain't the...
Okay. He's dancing.
Yeah. He's in Denver. He's at a dance floor at the Mile High Spirits. That's according to a Denver police news release. The victim was transported to the hospital with a good prognosis, so he's going to be all right. The name of the agent hasn't been released because he hasn't been charged with anything yet. There's an investigation going on now. Like
still
I said,
in the hospital?
Yeah, he remains in there. He was in there Saturday afternoon.
It was the electric slide, wasn't it, sure? That's what they were doing.
But he doesn't. Well, I don't know, Tommy, because listen to what he was doing. There's video of the incident. It shows a man allegedly to be an FBI agent dancing while surrounded by onlookers and then doing a backflip. During the flip, the gun appears to fly out of the man's holster. Okay?
No, it don't appear. It fly out of his holster.
The man in the video jumps to pick up the firearm and appears to fire the gun in the process. The man puts the gun away in the back of his pants and holds up his hands as onlookers appear shocked and scared. When the agent retrieved his handgun, an unidentified discharge occurred. That's what the Denver police release said. Press release
said.
He's
in so much trouble.
Yeah, he's in a lot of trouble,
yeah.
Steve.
The partying with the gun on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You off duty and you decide to do a backflip. And then the gun falls out from your pants behind in the middle of his back. He reaches over to pick it up. On the video, you can see the flash go off. Mm. You see another guy in the front, his ass trying to get out of there.
Woo.
He shoots a dude in the leg. I can't tell you the trouble this dude is in.
Can you tell me what dance today requires a backflip?
That just proves that they weren't doing the electric slide.
Or the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah, or, right.
And
no line dance. Cha-cha slide, none of that.
None of that.
Aren't you supposed to have the safety on?
See, yeah. He was in the middle of the floor on his own.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't all day. And he was doing so much, everybody was watching him. They had cleared room for him.
Yeah, they surrounded him, Steve. You know, somebody's in the middle of the floor and you surround them. And ooh, wow.
That weed is legal in Denver. I tell y'all, it's going to all backfire.
Y'all don't say backfire. That's not right for you to say that.
That's a crazy, crazy
stop
story.
Stop blaming stupidity on weed, okay?
I knew you was going to.
Are you sick of it, Jay?
We go somewhere and sit down. That's what we do.
Are you the president, Jay?
I'm the president.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because you sure sound like it right now. Wow. So, Steve, what do you think's going to happen to this guy? You said he's in a lot of trouble.
I don't know, but it's going to be some type of suspension and disciplinary action.
Mm-hmm. They're investigating
because he's going to still be an FBI agent, I believe.
Yeah.
But there's a problem because somebody got to pay for this man getting shot. That's a potential lawsuit here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
reckless
the
behavior,
government, the
something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this could lead to a big problem, man, because the guy gonna press charges that got shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And Trump gonna have a field day.
Shot you at a club.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We'll be back at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Carla, your Instagram page at Lips by Carla was recently hacked, okay? So you feel this next story coming
up. Yes, yes. So make sure y'all follow me at Lips by Carla. But go ahead, Shirley, with this story.
Okay, well, Wild Wings, you can feel this then. Wild Wings, Buffalo Wild Wings, said their Twitter page was hacked too. The sports bar franchise official Twitter page fired off several racist and vulgar tweets on Friday night, which were up and posted for about 20 minutes before someone realized and took them down, got them deleted. One tweet said, effing N-word, I hate them.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wings released a statement saying, we're sorry that our fans had to see those awful posts. Bet you are, which obviously did not come from us. We are in touch with our Twitter representatives and will pursue the appropriate action against the individuals involved. So they know who did it?
Wow.
Yeah. So it said, one tweet said, effing N-word, I hate them.
I have somebody waiting on an online order. Just waiting.
What does this have to do?
I can tweet, Jay.
Yeah.
They're upset.
Say it again, Steve.
I can tweet that I hate their wings because
I'm with you.
I know. Mm-hmm.
They're so small.
They're like pigeon wings.
Yeah.
Are you guys mm-hmm. taking this personally?
No, we are. Yeah, because I love
them. But they apologize. It was
quail
hacked.
Wings.
Yeah.
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 They smaller than that.
Tweety Bird's wings is bigger.
I think they're hummingbird wings.
Listen, it wasn't their fault.
I had one of them in my box look like a fly wing.
That was that small?
Yeah.
Net wings is bigger.
Yeah. I bit it with my two front teeth and it was gone.
I still have a wing stuck in my tooth. That's how small them wings are. Wings is small.
A whole wing?
A whole, no, not wing, it's a wang.
A wang.
A wang.
Wang.
Sorry.
Chicken wangs.
Wow. So, I mean, at least they did get right on it once they found out. They did release a statement. So,
yeah. I mean, it was all kind of tweets. It was vulgar.
Yeah.
And, racist. It was a series of these tweets that they had to really get a hold of that.
So, do we have to stop going? Because the lemon.
Jay.
I'm asking.
You can't get no coffee no more.
How much what?
You cannot go to Waffle House.
What can we do, man?
You can now not eat buffalo wings. So, let's get that understood.
And if they
no
hadn't,
coffee, no Waffle House, no way. What is we gonna
and
do?
And if they hadn't canceled Roseanne, you couldn't watch her anymore either.
What the hell is we gonna do? They're taking all the good stuff. Yeah.
Well, at least, you know, the powers that be got right on it. They apologized, and they're looking into it to see what happened. Yeah. So maybe they'll take your wing suggestion under advisement as well.
And the word is wings.
I'm sorry.
With an A, sure. W-A-N-G-Z, wings.
Because Jay said them lemon pepper, though.
Them lemon peppers are true. I might have to sneak over there for the
lemon.
Could you come to the back door and bring me 12?
All flex.
You talking about the buffalo wings?
Yeah.
Wingstop.
All right, Steve, coming up, closing remarks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it's time for your closing remarks.
Okay, today I thought a good subject to talk about was about, I think, mentors. Being mentored, how to attract the right mentor. I don't care what you're thinking of doing in your life. I don't care what decisions you make. Somebody's already done it, attempted it, gone down that road, made the attempt. Maybe not your idea specifically, but the route to get there has already been traveled for the most part. If you want to be successful, there are successful people. If you want to be a star athlete, there's a star athlete. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying to you that whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, somebody has already taken the path. Now, finding these people is really, really not that difficult. Now, getting in front of them is where you're going to find the difficulty. So let me give you a couple of suggestions. What is the best way to approach a mentor? What is the best way to approach a mentor of means and a mentor with means? Because that's two different people. You know, Martin Luther King was a mentor of means. He wasn't a wealthy man, but Lord have mercy, man. The knowledge that he could have given you about struggling and overcoming and stick-to-itiveness, those lessons he could have taught you would have been invaluable. So you have two different types of mentors. You have mentors of means and mentors with means. Now, if you can find the two combined, that's even more special. But you're getting into more of a rare territory now. It's harder to find mentors of means and with means combined. Because how do you get to that person? How do you get to the Oprah Winfrey's? When you find someone in your life, or you meet someone, or you hear someone, you put them on your vision board. I want to meet this person one day. I would love to have a conversation with this person. You have to understand something. Most people with means of any kind, like Bishop Jakes, he has a lot of means, man. He does well financially too, but he is also just a man of a wealth of knowledge. How do you get to these people? Well, there's several ways to do it. But if you can somehow find that way, because there's no specific way, right? When you get in front of this person, I want you to understand something when you're facing them. They don't mind teaching and sharing, because most people of means are great sharers and great teachers. A Bishop Jakes, a Joel Osteen, that brother that has the app out, the hip-hop preacher, Eric Thomas. Brothers like that, I listen to him, man, a lot of times. But getting in front of them, taking their course or whatever you might do, when you get in front of them, they don't mind teaching and sharing. They will mind giving you money. See, most people want to meet a mentor so they can present an idea to them and get some financial help. That's the quickest way to run them off.
Get ran the hell out of there.
Because everybody is used to that. Do you have any idea how many times in a week I'm asked for money? It's sickening. But if you come to me and say, man, could you just give me a piece of advice? I usually don't have no problem with that. I got time for most anybody that wants some advice, wants me to share a wealth, a piece of knowledge. That's okay. So when you get to these people, have a plan to be taught something. Ask them to teach you to fish, not to give you a fish sandwich. Ask them to teach you to fish. They don't have a problem with that. Now, there's several ways to get in front of them, but when you do get there, when you finally do meet them, and meeting them ain't as difficult as you think. Now, if you live in, you know, New York and your mentor lives in L.A., you're going to have to find a way to get to L.A., or you got to find out when you're coming to New York. You're going to have to do some research. But you have mentors closer than that. You have somebody who's a really well mentally balanced person that you need information from. You have a person who seems to be doing really well with their wife and their children. You need information from, because it's all a balancing act. You can't be successful in your business and while your family's sitting over there struggling and in ruins. It's not going to work. Once you learn the traits of success, it filters over into every other aspect of life. So you got to have a balance. You can find these people right here. Don't ask them for money. People want to share and teach and give you information. Everybody needs a mentor. You cannot make it without mentorship. You know, there's an incredible saying, and we ain't got to get into why it's so incredible, but friendship is essential to the soul. You know why friendship is so essential to the soul? I've lost my mother, my father, I've lost my brother. I've lost my best friend before. You can live your life without your mother. You may have to eventually one day. You can live your life without your father. You may eventually have to do that one day. You can live your life without your uncles and your relatives. But you know what is very, very difficult to live your life without? A friend. It is very, very difficult to live in this world with no friendship nowhere.
You can pick up the phone.
It's, man, you got, friendship is essential to the soul. Yeah. Do not avoid mentoring. Don't try to do it all by yourself, because nobody gets to the top by yourself. There's no such thing as a self-made man. You got to have a mentor.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.